Kirby, is there any sense of uncertainty not knowing the Steelers are going to play all the guys or not?
No, we're not really concerned about that. They've got a really deep and talented team, so we know whoever shows up will put in a good performance and a good day's work.
How much different are they without Shazier at the moment?
They miss his playmaking ability, the turnover factor. You know, he was a large presence in terms of creating fumbles, forced fumbles, interceptions, sacks. He played in all areas. He never came off the field, so they missed that element. But the same other cast of characters are still there. They've got two quality interior linemen that are Pro Bowl caliber. You've got four linebackers that are rangy, physical, aggressive. They're still there. And as I said earlier, they're deep. So whomever they decide to put out there, they'll do a good job of representing what they're all about.
What has the run game accomplished this year that might be applied to next year?
Well, we established, obviously, our offensive line, the core guys that we like up there, the free agency, the center, the right guard. We think we got a good nucleus moving forward of players who are outstanding at what they do. They're not going to always win their battles, but if we can keep that core together and take the next step next year, I think we'll all see the fruits of that. We got a talented bunch up there. They work hard, they're young, they're physical, they're aggressive, and we think we got the makings of something special right there.
How do you feel about Crowe's situation at this point? You know, obviously it can be unrestricted.
We'll see what happens. You know, I know this is something that's been a cloud over his personal head all season. So we'll see what happens. You know, he's a good football player. You know, I hope he returns. I hope I get a chance to coach him. And we'll see what happens.
Is the Duke's role, in your opinion, a work in progress? I mean, he's still not getting a bunch of carries, and obviously he's getting a ton of catches. But is this something that was specific to this year, and who knows what his role might be next year?
I would agree with that assessment, is that we don't know what his role will be next year until we get to it. But the main factor is that he's a heck of a football player. We think highly of him as a runner, pass receiver. We trust him in the pass protection aspect of the game. He's bright. He's tough. He comes to work every day with a positive attitude. And the sky's the limit with him. And he'll only continue to get better. He's still a young man. He's not in his prime yet. And he's got an exciting future ahead of him.
Is Duke a guy that could be, you know, an every down back?
Well, it depends on what people say is an every down back. You know, can he carry it 20 to 23 times a game if he had to? Could he play 35, 45 snaps a game? He already does. He does so many things well. You kind of not want to just say you're this or you're that. You know, it's like when you take some tools to fix a project or an appliance. You just take the tools that you need to fix that appliance. You don't need to take everything. So we kind of put him in where we need him at, but we think so much of him, we're not afraid to use him in any situation.
These last couple of years have been so miserable. Do you think, are you the kind of person that likes to just forget it as soon as you can and move on, or do you want to hold on to it as motivation?
Well, it depends. You know, some people need motivation. Every day is a good day for me, and I look at it as this is another opportunity to become a better coach. This is another opportunity to make my players better. This is another opportunity to make our team better. So I'm always looking at it as how can we get better today? I live in the moment, not next year, not last week. How can I make this player better today? And if I'm not doing that, I'm not doing my job. And so that's what I really care about at the end of the day is, did I help my guys get better as players? And hopefully, to some degree, did I help them get better as people off the field? And so that's always been my goal, and I look forward to that each and every day.
Not winning a game to this point help them get better?
Excuse me?
Not winning a game to this point of the season help them get better?
You can't look at the scoreboard as a player. You got to go out and say, did I do my job today? Because if I did my job today, then I did my role. I did my part to help us be in a position to win. That's why your preparation is so important as opposed to your performance. You're not responsible for your performance. You're responsible for your preparation. And every man in my room understands that, because if I prepare the right way and I am in control of my attitude and my work ethic, then the performance takes care of itself on Sunday. So that's where our focus is every week and every day is, am I doing my job? Am I preparing myself to play the best I can on Sunday? Because the performance is secondary. It's all about the preparation for us.
On the outside looking in, a lot of people say, well, what's the difference between one win and no wins? Do you think there's a big difference, or do you kind of agree that it's not a huge deal?
Anything short of a playoff appearance, you would always consider that as, you know, you didn't perform properly, you had a poor season. And I think that's the goal each and every year for any organization. There's only a handful of teams that can legitimately say, you know, we're Super Bowl caliber team. And they're the ones that every year they're there. It's only a handful. It's the other teams that got to keep working to build to get to that. And the first thing in order is to become a playoff caliber team. That's always your goal. It's no difference anywhere I've ever been. And we're trying to do that here, and I'm certainly trying to help my guys see the value in that and the big picture of that, of here's what it can be like in December football if you do these things properly, because you can't control the other things. They're out of your control. Just work hard, prepare, the rest will take care of itself.
What can you tell us about this fullback you guys elevated?
Well, I think this guy has got a chance to performed real well. He is a guy that we liked coming out of college. We had a high opinion of him. He got drafted by another club, and we followed his progress, or lack of, because he got injured during the preseason. But we think a lot of him, and we're excited that he gets an opportunity to play on Sunday. And I think you guys will like what he brings to the table.
Step in right away. I mean, he's only been here, what, a week? You expect him, he can come in and fill whatever snaps Danny would have?
We think he'll be able to contribute in some areas on Sunday.
Real well, I would assume. Why has he been so successful?
It's the leadership. It's the leadership and the ability to work together as an organization and have a plan. And they've got a formula there that it's tried and true, and they stick to it, and they don't deviate.